Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to be discussing the biblical timelines, is the White House in control of Israel, and much more. Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to my Instagram channel at nicholas.veniamin, where you can follow all my daily news reels. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to see you. It's been a month. We've both had so many different things going on. So I'm so glad to see you guys, all of your people. And I'm really excited to share with you what has been happening biblically and the biblical astronomy. So we actually had a ring of fire on the Feast of Trump. And that may be something you might be not even familiar with at all, but I think you'll really, really like seeing that. I also wanted us to always do whatever President Trump is talking about. So he's been talking about the 60 Minutes thing. And so right. I want to make sure that we push this out there, because if he's posting it 10 times, he's wanting us to push it out. That's our job, right?
Absolutely. Now, you're someone who follows the Bible. You know, you believe the end times and revelations, that it's the end for the deep state, not for the people, we the people.
That's right. Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, we've been doing these videos now for the last 2-3 years, actually more like 3-4 years. Has everything been going to plan according to the word of God?
Well, okay, so this is so cool, because what you guys have, most of you have probably seen, is the scary end time stuff that comes out from Hollywood and actually from the mainstream church, the Scofield. If you're not familiar with the Scofield Bible, definitely go check into it, because basically they really infiltrated using that Bible. The notes, really not the Bible so much, but the notes in that they really infiltrated the church and got us all so scared about end times. But the bottom line is, and here's my main book that I've written, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So if you don't ever hear anything else that I say, it's End Times for the Cabal, like you just said, Nicholas, and 1,000 Years of Peace for us. That's where we're headed. And that's what they didn't want us to have our thoughts seated on, that. They wanted us to think that the world's going to blow up and God is angry with us and he's going to destroy all of humanity. And that is not clearly the case. He's angry with the Satan worshipers. He's angry with the ones who are doing evil to humanity. So what the Bible says is going to happen is that there'll be a great awakening. And that's what we've seen. We clearly have seen that. And it happened just when we saw the sign of the Son of Man. I've shown you many times, Nicholas, you already know about it, but I want to make sure to show it to people so that they know. I couldn't put this sign in the heavens. This was told 2,000 years ago and even before that, but it was exactly delineated 2,000 years ago, and it exactly happened in the heavens. And right at that moment was when we started to wake up.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And there's no stopping it.
No, of course. I mean, if you take where we was in 2020, just before we went into lockdown, and you were to have a conversation about, you know, all of this, you know, media, propaganda, Israel, Ukraine, or Putin, or whatever.
Right.
Or even just the small things, as simple as, you know, Big Pharma, about do they really have our best interest?
Right.
Versus to where we are today. I think we've really come a long way, and we don't see it, because we've really improved, you know, in very small increments, very, very gradually over the years. And we have to appreciate this. And I think
that's what it had to be. It had to be slow, because humanity couldn't have taken it any faster, really.
I think we're really going in the right direction, you know. But let's see what you've got to say about the biblical timeline.
I'm so glad you mentioned that too, about the awakening incrementally. There's a, if you remember in the book of Revelation, it talks about 7 trumpets. Okay. So I just find that very interesting. President Trump's name is, you know, Trump, you know, and they, in some Bibles, it calls it 7 trumps instead of trumpets. And that is really, it's kind of scary when you first read it. You're like, what are these angels doing? They're blasting these trumpets, and a third of this dies and a third of that dies. It looks like the angels are trying to destroy the world. I'm like, why are the angels wanting to do that? And that's not what they're doing. They are telling us who is destroying the earth, the one third, which is the 33s, which is the secret societies. Right. And now we see it because they blasted us awake. And we're like, just like you were saying, about whether it's about the pharmaceuticals or about the wars or about the financial system or whatever. And it's like 7 trumpets of things that we needed to wake up about. That's really what trumpet and trumpets are about. Isn't that cool? That makes perfectly good sense to us now that we're awake, but when we were asleep, we just didn't know what we didn't know.
Absolutely, yeah, of course.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, and I'll show you that what I'm talking about here. As far as for those of you who haven't seen, this is my website right here. If you want to go and check it out, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And when you get to that main screen and you just scroll down, those are the books that I've written, decoding the Book of Revelation. And I'm going to read some of the from the Minor Prophets here in a little bit. You're going to love it. But this is the sign that happened September 23rd, 2017. And many of you have seen this sign, but maybe didn't know what it meant. Just like when I first saw it, I literally saw it in my yard over my house. I didn't understand, you know, what this meant. And I'm literally praying like, Lord, please help me to understand what does this mean? Because clearly you put it in your word for us, much like the Bethlehem star. And so if you look, one of the most important things is it says it has in her womb, it has Jupiter, which is the Christ star. It's called Melchizedek in the Bible. That's the Bible name for it. It's not really Jupiter. That's the Greek name, like a Greek god.
But interesting.
Yes, and it was in her womb for 42 weeks, like a gestation period. And the Bible talks about that we are birthing this kingdom. I mean, everybody, it says in Romans 8, we're all in labor pains until we see this the Christ kingdom come to earth. That's what the whole point was when Jesus left. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go ahead into everywhere and send my kingdom into the world. He wanted us to be in every place so that when this day came and we woke up, that we could take back England. We could take back America. We could take back Venezuela. We could take back all the world. So to kick out the bad guys.
Yeah, of course. Now, tell me this. How do we actually know that it's every seven or once in 7,000 years?
Okay. So I have actually gone back through the timeline. You go to Stellarium. This was actually a screenshot taken from the Stellarium Bible app. Stellarium Online Planetarium, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, like stellar, IUM.org. You could download this for free. And I actually talk about this in my book I just recently published, The Study Guide. If you go to the study guide right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace Study Guide, I actually teach you how to use Stellarium and how you can identify the heavenly wonders that it talks about in the Book of Revelation. If you don't understand the heavenly wonders, you will not be able to decode the Book of Revelation because they're all throughout there. This is just one of them in Revelation chapter 12. And so each of the Bible signs, like the Virgo right there, that represents God's people. And I'm not talking about the Jews. I'm talking about all of the people who love God. And it really is it supersedes our outward religion. It supersedes that. It's beyond that. The reality is many people, you know, we've all been deceived on a lot of different things. Every religion has been deceived on one thing or another, or 10. And so the point is, it's about the heart. Does someone love God? Does someone love humanity and is fighting for, you know, for peace on earth and the good of humanity? Or have they sided with evil, you know, to do evil to humanity, right? Then that's really the bottom line. The Bible talks about the wicked and the righteous. You either one or the other. All right. Anyway, so, but I went back through this Stellarium program and you'll never see it. Now, there are some times where it's very, very similar. Okay. And I'm going to try to make this a little bit bigger so you can see the verse. Right there, it says Revelation 12, 1 and 2, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. Now, that the first thing is, and I'm glad you asked about this. I love this topic so much. I could just talk about it all day long. But if you look at in the ecliptic, where the sun and moon pass, because if you look in Stellarium, you'll notice that there are some females up in the northern part, but the sun and the moon don't pass through them. Okay, so you see here in this one, you've got the sun and the moon and the stars going through this ecliptic. Okay, there's only one female, so the only one woman it could be is Virgo. And she's clothed with the sun. You see the sun is on her shoulders and the moon is under her feet. Now, there's another time that this happens. It's very, very similar, but the moon is not under her feet. So they, you know, they're like, oh, this happened already before. Well, it wasn't the exact sign. Okay. So then, and upon her head, okay, the moon under feet, upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. So normally you see Leo is above her head. That's 9 major stars in Leo. And then these 3, Mercury, Mars, and Venus, appeared in the crown on this one day. They came into alignment. They've never done that before. Right. Never has it performed, created this 12 stars. And then she was being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. So again, if you look, this is so cool. And again, I physically saw this with my own eyes day after day watching it. When I would have a clear sky, you would see that that Melchizedek, Jupiter, entered into her womb and literally does a loop in her womb. I have these all on my channel, freedomforce.live. You'll see it. And it does a loop in her womb and then exits the quote womb area. This is never again, it never happened. Exactly this sign. There are some, like I said, that are similar, but not this exact sign. And the real kicker, well, there's 2 big kickers. One is Jupiter, Melchizedek entered Virgo's womb on the day President Trump was elected.
Right.
That's gigantic. That's huge and gigantic. But even more gigantic than that, as big as that is, because he's clearly the anointed of the Lord for this day to lead this charge. And so if you look here at, I've lost my train of thought. When you look at this sign, I had a point that I was going to make, and I forgot what it was. But anyway, this sign, again, has never happened before and will never happen again. Oh, I know what it was. That 1 month after this, 1 month after this was when we started receiving the posts from 17. And that was the catalyst for the Great Awakening. That was when we started getting pummeled with truth and truth and truth, and so many of us who were getting all this truth, we started doing all this research, and then we started to spread it out like wildfire. And so that's why they shut us down in 2020, because we had grown to such huge numbers. They're like, we've got to stop these people. We've got to silence them. And we know about all the censoring that's going on. So even if there were a sign in the past like this, there's nothing that has been a catalyst for the Great Awakening. And mm-hmm. This is what's been promised throughout the Bible, that there would be a woman in labor. And then when they would see the woman in labor, they would be in great panic. Because why? Because we're on to them now. I mean, you never probably before this were thinking about having your own channel, and neither was I. And most people who are listening never thought about jumping into the fray and into this battle and doing, but now that we know this information, we want to share it like our hair's on fire.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. We want to be part of this move, especially, you know, like me, I've been awake since I was, you know, 18, for about almost 20 years now. And
that's awesome.
You know, and I thought that there would be nobody to get us out of this. I thought we were born here, we're going to die like this, so there's nothing we can do. When I found out Trump was the one draining the swamp, and I started waking up to how Trump was great before the COVID-19, yes. I was like, I need to be involved. I need to get involved. This is everything I've known, you know? So, and I'm and it's just ironic that it seems to be the podcasts seem to be becoming very popular nowadays, not just political, but a lot of other industries in podcasting as well. But it's just the irony of that as well, you know?
Well, you know, what's even the most ironic to me is because we in the church, and really, okay, in the, I don't really even think the Catholic Church has been promoting the end times, all this information. It's more the Protestant Church has been talking about the end times. And I would have expected the church to be involved in the Battle of Armageddon, but 99% are not.
And what they were doing instead is telling us that you should feel guilty if you don't take the vaccine because you're killing loads of people and we need to follow the science and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people, even in Christianity, in other religions, they when we when I started doing the podcast and I started meeting people after COVID or during COVID, they all became they became more spiritual instead of religious. They wanted to leave their religious cults, you know, and they wanted to become more spiritual and realize, hang on a second, I've kind of lost trust in my religious leaders because they're not doing this. And you're saying, of course, the same thing, where there's a disappointment as well in our leaders, in our religious leaders, where they should have been promoting or educating more about the end times, and they haven't.
Exactly. And being a part of, you know, as far as educating, that's one thing, but it's, they actually are controlled so that they're keeping the people asleep. That's the biggest problem, is that they kept everyone asleep and they don't even realize what's going on.
If they're lying to us or being controlled about that, there must be many other discrepancies within our faiths that we haven't been told about.
Right. Well, and I think, like I was just saying before, I think the biggest problem is that they haven't seen the vision of what our Lord Jesus told us to do. He wanted us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He wanted the whole world to become a place of goodness and peace and prosperity for everyone and health and all this. That's what he wants for the world. And it's for them to seed our thoughts, to control our thoughts, to say the world, God is coming in to indiscriminately destroy humanity. That is that's, in my opinion, that's sacrilegious. That is demeaning to who his very nature. He loves humanity. He's saving humanity. Look at the Lord Jesus on the cross. He clearly loves humanity, died for humanity. He's not coming to destroy humanity, you know, but why would they do that? Of course, they want it to be where, you know, we don't feel close to God. We're scared of him. And we don't realize that he's angry with the demon worshipers, those who literally sided with the demons.
Yeah.
You know? You know, we're going to, it's all going to come clear to everyone. I just would have expected the church to be involved, and they are completely missing it. And I'm so proud of those who haven't even been in church, that they have been willing to stand up and take all the guff. And, you know, it actually, the Bible talks about in Zechariah chapter 12, talks about that after this is over, there's going to be a lot of mourning. And I think there are people who will be very disappointed that they missed it entirely and even fought against his kingdom coming.
Yeah.
And they love God. They love the Lord Jesus. They love him, but they're just brainwashed. And they are, for some reason, can't break through the matrix. And I love God's people, but the church has been so highly infiltrated that it's another layer of deception, another layer of control. So everybody's got a layer of control, media, the education that you've been in, but this is just another layer.
You know, even with really good doctors, they, when I say good, I mean they've got very good intentions, and they've been around for 20, 30, 40 years even, and they were like, you need to take the shot, you need to save lives. And I think it's a lack of education to be able to think for themselves, because they trust the system so much that they just go along with it without actually double checking it for themselves. And I feel like if you really care and you're really into it, you double check everything so that you know, not just because they told you so, you want to find out for yourself. But unfortunately, this is the way in every industry, and they might have good intentions, but they're not really looking, they're not doing the research so that they can find out for themselves.
Right.
And we need leaders. This is what leaders do. This is, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, actually, since I've seen you, one of my dear friends had a terrible gallbladder attack. And so we didn't know what was happening. So I went over to the hospital and was trying to help her through this. And the AMA directive is just take the gallbladder out. Just take the gallbladder out, you know, and they all just go along with whatever the AMA says. Mm-hmm. Whereas I have a holistic doctor that I work with who says, we're going to try to save the gallbladder if we can. We're going to try, and we're going to do, you know, it turns out that maybe from the jab, maybe from various other things, maybe that we've been eating, the pesticides and this and that, that people, you know, she hasn't been detoxing, which I'm a big proponent of detoxing. If you're not familiar, go to my freedomforce.live/health page. I talk a lot about this. You know, she hasn't been doing that. And so her gall, her bile is very thick, like molasses. I know this is kind of gross, but whatever. But it's you know, it's supposed to be released into your small intestine so it can take the, with those enzymes, take the nutrients out of the food so your body will have the nutrients it needs. But unfortunately, if it's like a molasses, it can't do that. And so the pain is off the charts and it creates whatever, you end up getting gallstones and it's horrible. But we've been researching and not just following the AMA like a little zombie. And we're like, okay, we've been trying this thing called beet greens. This is stay tuned on this because we're working on this. We're going to let you know how this all works out. But within just a day or two, she could tell that the pain had subsided. And I think that it's making her bile more of a liquid instead of molasses. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Just something natural. They didn't at all consider that. They didn't, the doctors didn't even, that's not even under consideration. That's never, you know, you cannot heal something. They don't believe in healing. What is wrong with the medical community that they don't even consider healing? Mm-hmm. And then what happens is if you've got gallstones in your gallbladder, then if you take the gallbladder out, guess what? You're going to have gallstones. Now they're on your liver.
Yeah, it's all, you know, a domino effect to all diseases. That's how they're going to make money from all of us. We pay them, you know, we become more ill. And the money is not in the cure. They're not in it to cure us and heal us. And this is why they're afraid of Robert Kennedy Jr. joining forces with Trump. Because
I'm
he
so
will
excited.
Be the one. Yeah, because exactly. And I think
it's going to be top. He'll control the AMA, say the AMA cannot continue to promulgate this whole system. Very exciting. You know, right now we are finding these things out on our own, but how much better when he removes all these pesticides, removes all these additives from the food. It's just going to be amazing. He said our health will come back within 4 years. Amazing.
That will be something. I'd love to see that.
We're gonna see it.
And hopefully this becomes a world that it, you know, is for the people, for health, for prosperity. We're all on the same page. We all love each other to strive and to support each other. That's the way it should be. Just like with your very close friends, that's the way the whole world should be. It would be a much better place.
Well, it really will. It's going to be awesome. All right. So I'm going back and to share the screen. And so, all right. So that was the sign, but okay. Here I wanted to talk about real quick before we take all of our time is what President Trump has been talking about on 60 Minutes. And I really do feel like whenever he puts something out there, and especially when he puts something out there like 10 times, he's trying to get us to focus on it. And we are the digital soldiers. So we need to push this out there. So he just, I think over the weekend posted it 6 times. Now he's posted it 2 more times. This was the 60 Minutes interview. And I'm going to play it for you guys where, Kamala, they edited her words. And he says, he's talking about, I've done 60 Minutes many times. You know, what they did was wrong. It was election interference and fraud. It's the worst and most blatant scandal in broadcast history and will not be soon forgotten. Just watch. So I'm wondering if he's saying that he wants us to watch the interview. And so I'm going to show it to you. Here's another one he did this morning saying they completely withdrew her answer on 60 Minutes, which was incoherent and illegally inserted a completely different one in order to make her look modestly intelligent. Okay. So what I think he's trying to do is to get people to go, well, what did she say? What did she say that was incoherent? And so that's why I'm going to play it for you, because this is it's pretty, you know, shocking what she ends up saying. And it is a word salad. I don't even know how the word salad. How does she do that?
The work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
She's saying, in her crazy way of talking, this was prompted. All these actions were, what's going on in Israel was prompted by the White House. Control by the White House. They work hand in hand. So what does that mean? What's happening in Israel? Of course, the genocide of the Palestinian people. And they just posted this morning that they're looking at stopping the aid. And there's like in Gaza, it's the world's largest concentration camp.
Yeah. And I want to go back to when Trump, you know, bankrupt corporate America. And now, you know, we've been told that the White House is controlling Israel. Yep. This means that not only are they committing treasonous crimes, but they are operating under a non-existent corporation, which is two problems here. What do you think about that?
Right. Exactly. I agree with you. I agree. You know, this whole problem with Israel, he talked about saving Israel for last. This has to be exposed. And it's probably the most complex thing to expose. It's one thing to expose the AMA, another thing to expose the financial system, but to control, to expose this, it's this thing is so thoroughly indoctrinated into people. They've really done a number on the people on this. And so, yeah, it has to come out. It has to, the truth about this has to come out.
Well, if we're talking about it, there's a lot more going on behind the white hats who are dealing with it. That's what Absolutely. I think, you know.
I agree. And so, you know, and you just think about the people of Gaza who are suffering so badly. You know, and not so different from the poor people of North Carolina. And I think that was intentional too, you know. And so, you know, but the reality is if it weren't for President Trump, they would do this to the entire world. You know,
absolutely. That's what they want to do. He's just standing in the way. Right. You know, they want to implement these communist, you know, societies, the whole world, of course. And this is why other countries are protesting for that. They want Trump back in office because they know that their countries will also be doomed if he doesn't get in 2024. Now, we're not so concerned if he wins in 2024 because we know he will win. We're concerned about the election fraud.
Right. Yes. And that's what I was going to talk about next. Okay. Let's go back to that, because this is to going back to the timeline about what is happening in November. Now, here was an interesting thing. First, I want to show you this. October 14th, 2020, we've got this post that says, let's keep the party going. Yesterday was October 14th. Okay. You've got this, this Delta of the 14th of October. And so what did he do? He did something he never does at these rallies. He kept the party going. Then he was finished with his town hall and all of a sudden he starts playing, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 10 songs, and the people just stay and they all just hanging out with the president and listening to this music. Now, this song I want to play for you guys is that he played is called November Rain. And I think the words on this song are very interesting, and it's really a love song. And President Trump, you know, loves America. He loves the world, and he's working so hard to save all of humanity. We're living in the day, I'm telling you. And he's absolute genius, and just, you know, you just feel the love. But anyway, so he points to everybody when he talks about November rain. Is this November, which is coming up real quick here, are we going to see this rain, this November storm in November?
The sound isn't so great on my side.
Oh, the song is the sound isn't good. It basically nothing lasts forever. In other words, all this suffering that we've been going through, all of this striving and this what's a war?
He's basically saying to the deep state, you're not going to last.
Right.
I think, you know.
Yes, nothing lasts forever. All this, for them to get to win, and all the, you know, because to this point, he hasn't, you know, released the hounds. He hasn't released the the military to do anything. So interesting that he would play that song. And then here in a second, you'll see he muted, but he points out to the people, you know, about how much, basically saying, you are the ones, you know, don't worry. Nothing lasts forever. Don't just hang in there, basically. We're going to get through this and we're going to have beautiful, bright days ahead. And that November rain is coming. Then Dan Scavino posted this, like a TikTok, like, you know, sand going through the, you know, the hourglass. It's, their time is just about up.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool thing that Dan Scavino posted.
I hope these people, because that Dan Scavino is you know, a very popular public figure, and a lot of people follow him. And you know, these comms are very nice. That, you know, we're looking at, you know, that time is running out, blah blah. But I do hope that, you know, he's actually, you know, their time is running out, and things are being done about it. Who knows? I don't know.
Right. Well, that's why I'm going to show you some of the really cool things that happened in the heavens. Now, okay, so back to the sign in the sign of the Son of Man. This happened September 23rd, 2017. We just had the 7-year anniversary of that. But this actually was the 23rd of September, 2017 was the Feast of Trump. Now, some of you guys might not know, the Feast of Trump is also called Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the year. That was on the first day of the biblical calendar, okay, which happens on the first day of Tishri. And it happens actually, the beginning of the day is actually in the evening. As the Bible says in Genesis, there was evening and morning the first day. All right, so this is Rosh Hashanah now, was actually on October 2nd. Okay, that is the, you know, because our Gregorian calendar is off. The biblical calendar follows the moon. It's the lunar calendar. So that was the new moon. In other words, a new month is on that day. All right, so that was on October 7th. Here we are on the 14th. You're like, okay, well, nothing, you know, major happened. Well, that was what the Feast of Trumpets is about. It's a trumpet blast to gather everyone together to like basically to finish this war is really what the Feast of Trumpets is about. Think of trumpets as a trumpet call to gather everyone together. And it's also a picture of, you know, get ready, because we're going to, everyone needs to, you know, turn back to God. If you're doing something that you know is wrong, deep state, cabal, you know, if you know you're doing something wrong, you need to stop, because judgment is about to fall. And that's what the Feast of Trumpets is about. And then on this past weekend, it was Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. If you, bottom line is, in the biblical economy, they would always take the blood and they would splatter it onto the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat. And that was basically the payment counter for sin. And whenever, if you had repented, then your sins were forgiven. And that's what Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, is. And how do you know if you're forgiven? Well, if you sense that you have a clear communication between you and God, that you are able to talk with Him and you feel His presence, that's a very good indication. You know, that if you don't have this sense of dread, then that's a very good indication that you are that everything's good between you and Him. Anyway, so the Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, is about that. Then on this Wednesday, the 16th, the celebration is. There are three fall festivals. This one is called Sukkot, S-U-K-K-O-T, or the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is where, if you remember, in the wilderness, they would Moses built a tabernacle in the middle, and all the people of Israel were encamped all around the tabernacle. What is that between for you personally or me? Is where there's a tabernacle that you have between you and God. Really, that's it. It's our own personal relationship with Him. And yes, we have a corporate that we all worship Him together, but ultimately it's really on a very personal level. And so that's what Sukkot is a celebration of, is that we have that one-on-one personal relationship with the Lord. Okay, so again, going back to the Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trump, where everyone gathers together and repents. Then you've got Day of Atonement, where everyone is forgiven. And then the Day of of Tabernacles when everyone senses his presence. So here we are on the Sukkot, and you see this, it's a 10-day celebration. Basically, you go out and you camp out. It's a great time to camp out. It's beautiful weather here in Texas. And so it's a beautiful time to enjoy family. And it's not only are you reconnected to the Lord, if there's been anything wrong, you sorted that out, everything's good. But it's also, if you've had anything wrong going on with a friend or a family member, you have sorted that out also. And so you can come together and enjoy each other's company because everybody's forgiven each other and restored everything and all that kind of thing. So that's what this one is, Feast of Tabernacles. All right. So if we look that finishes actually on the 24th of October. All right. So now the thing I wanted to show you guys is we are going into November. Okay. Let me back up one more quick thing. Remember how I told you that this appeared right here on the 23rd of September, but it was 1 month later when we saw the hosts start happening and the awakening start happening. Was right at the end of October. So that is coming up in the 7th year anniversary of that is coming up right here on the 28th of October. So this is, we're right at 7 years since the Great Awakening. So right. in the biblical calendar, 7 years is a big deal. 7 years is a period of battle, of basically the tribulation, which I think we would all agree we've had a lot of tribulation over the past 7 years, and this Battle of Armageddon. Now let's go into November. Here we are. What if, this is my thought. I've got two thoughts on what could potentially happen. Here it is on we've just finished this 7 year anniversary, which is on the 28th of October. And then 1 week later, you see Election Day on the 5th of November. What if they steal it?
How?
Oh, they got six ways to Sunday, right?
Say that again.
What if they, you know, who was it? Schumer talked about, they've got six ways to Sunday. And in other words, they have so many different ways that they can steal it. And bottom line, what they mainly did last time was they just put it out on social media, on the news. Oh, Biden won. They could literally, and then they say, if you don't agree, then you're you know,
I mean,
you're canceled.
They stole it, you know, in the 2020 election, and you know, Trump has been rallying, working hard, doing what he's doing.
Yes.
So,
yes.
For me, the way I see Trump, a very clever, cunning, intelligent, witty man.
Yes.
Keeps his cards close to his chest.
Yes.
And he only talks in riddles. I think it would really surprise me if he did not, if he wasn't five steps ahead of their six ways of stealing the elections. You know, that's just, you know, after all the rallying he's doing and everything, and after all that energy he's putting into it, it would surprise me. So I hope.
And I hope I'm wrong. I hope, and I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen. I'm just trying to prepare everyone. I would not put it past them because they have nothing to lose. They know when President Trump takes office, it's going to be curtains. I'm going to show you guys. Actually, I'll go ahead and show it to you real quick right now. Look at this. It's talking about inside the secret prepping to get federal death row ready for President Trump's presidency. I mean, they know what's coming. And so they have nothing to lose. The mainstream media has nothing to lose. They can very easily, you know, they could just put it out on social media, on everywhere through Google. They control so much of the social media.
They're definitely, if they don't do anything like cut out the electricity or whatever, and
exactly.
Trump wins, they are definitely going to say Trump stole the election.
Right. That's a, yeah.
Definitely.
Right.
They're going to go on for that for months. They're going to say, there's going to be, I don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But there's just going to be a lot of chaos, like
right.
propaganda and media and arguments
right.
and disputes. And
right.
people are going to be, I think people are going to be confused.
Right.
well, know, the public.
I think that, okay, back in 4 years ago, of course, I was there on January 6th. I went to Washington, D.C., and we were saying we knew that the election was stolen then. But most people did not understand that. And President Trump's talked about this. Has been a, had to have a pause because people were not ready. He says, but now it will be done with cheers. What does he mean it will be done with cheers? This bringing down judgment. For all the things they've done, whether it's the weather weapons, you know, from the military industrial complex or whatever it is, people are ready. People are, you know, the African Americans are waking up. The Latinos are waking up. People up in New York are waking up. You know, all, and they were not 4 years ago. The people were not ready. You and I were ready. All the people who are on this show were ready, but they were not ready. Most of us were not. So he couldn't have done it then, but now. Since this pause, like he talked about, I did a couple of videos on the word pause. He's been talking about that. They are now ready. They're now ready. So then we can say, I don't think there will be as much confusion as there would have been 4 years ago. That's my point. So let's just say, because he just played this song, November Rain. What if that is the storm? What if that's it, what he's talking about is the storm is upon us in November? What if, and I'm just trying to prepare you guys. So because they literally have nothing to lose. They know if he gets in there, it's curtains for them. So they might as well try to steal it. And that's their only hope. That's their only chance. But if, let's just say, they steal it, and then our white hats know how they stole it, it could trigger arrests at that point.
I mean, it could, and I think if that happened like that, I think they would delay it. They would let them cheat. Everybody will think, you know, that, you know, I just don't know, but
I know it's
I'll tell you why I'm frustrated explaining this, because this is something that I expected to happen when they stole the election back in 2020. We thought that they were going to get back their election a few months after that, and it didn't happen. But it did cause a massive awakening because they saw how corrupt Biden is, Kamala. A lot of people who voted for Biden wanted Trump back. So it did do a lot of good things. But where are we going to draw the line?
Exactly. I was not aware back 4 years ago. I knew a lot, but I did not know about the election corruption.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Now we know it backwards and forwards, right? You know, I did not know about what was going on in the Middle East, in Israel. I didn't understand about Palestine and the Balfour Declaration. I didn't understand that. I mean, how much have we all learned over the past 4 years? We thought.
A lot. It's like everyone now is loving politics. Everyone has shifted from their televisions over to podcasts. And it's not just podcasts on Trump or, you know, elections and politics. It's podcasts in general about everything. Because people want to listen to the truth, to raw interviews, to raw media. It could be about finances, could be about crypto. I don't know. Or it could be about Simon Cowell's background. But we want to hear it from the horse's mouth, not from the media. So right. We've lost trust a lot from the media.
The Diddy, all that coming out, and all the kids are not buying into, they're not buying into Palestine anymore, you know, Israel anymore. They're not buying into the celebrities anymore. And that's just happened in the past several months. So we're now at the point where we could trigger these arrests and it wouldn't cause a civil war.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a possibility. I'm just throwing this out there because I don't know when we'll be back together again, and I don't know if it's going to be before the election. But I just wanted everybody to not flip out. If that happens, continue to trust the plan. I remember the day I'm like, I just couldn't even believe that, you know, Biden was getting to put his hand on the Bible and this was happening. I just was not prepared for that. And that's why I'm trying to help you guys prepare yourselves for whatever it is. Just whatever it is, trust the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, imagine nobody gets elected and it just lingers on without a president.
Yeah, right.
I mean, right? Anything can happen now. Everything is on the table now.
It is.
As soon as they lock down the whole world for 1 year, 2 years, whatever it was, anything is on the table for me. So don't be surprised. Exactly. Whatever happens, don't be surprised. Just know there's a silent war, and a lot of people are waking up. And you know,
Think there's any way in the world that President Trump can be defeated? No, no way. Elon, no way. Can't defeat this movement. Okay, so the other thing I was going to show you is this. Let's move into January. Here we are, the 20th of January. What if, what if something happens? Okay, this is the time, and I think on the 6th is when they're supposed to certify the election, and they're saying that they're not going to certify President Trump. Let's just say if he wins, because let's just be honest, we know he's going to win, but whether if they admit he won. Okay, let's just say they admit he won, but then they'll say we're not going to certify. Okay, so it could be, you know, right here around the 20th of, right at that point that he would say, okay, trigger the elections. I'm sorry, the arrests. Okay, he has said that November 5th is Liberation Day. He has said that's Liberation Day. But the other thing I was going to show you guys is he talked about here on the 31st of January, 2018. Okay, so that's right at this, another Delta, January 31st, is Freedom Day. Okay, so go back to the calendar from the, that's not the one. Okay, calendar. Here you have January 2025, and basically 10 days later is the 31st. Of January. Okay, does it make sense?
I see where you're going with this, yeah.
That's 10 days later. 10 days, darkness, whatever. And let's just imagine if that's what he means by that, on the 31st of January is Freedom Day.
I don't know. Real Freedom Day for me is get rid of all, free everybody from their debts. Wipe out all the debt. Let everyone be free. Because of this corrupt system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think there's two options. Let's just, in my mind, if they steal it, that could trigger arrests November 5th. If they say President Trump won, but they don't let him take office and get inaugurated, that could trigger arrests. Okay. Again, just like you just said so eloquently, no matter what happens, just know that this is we're at war. We're in this war, and it's going to, trust the plan. It's going to finish when it finishes.
But imagine. I just thought
those were very important dates to look at. Go ahead.
I even think that there could be a possible plan where the media's lying in every day constantly, right? And as soon as they flip, they're going to just change the script altogether with all the media when something big happens, like an arrest. And they're all going to go along with it. They're all going to agree. And I think it's just going to make headlines. And even the people who are asleep will accept that they cheated. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Say before is they have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And they're all in lockstep. They will do whatever they are told. These poor, my husband has he's listening to the weather and he has mainstream, local news on. And I'm listening to these people who just sit there and read a teleprompter mindlessly, and they literally just said the other day, oh, well, all the American people are wanting to give amnesty to all these illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Who said that? And they just reading a teleprompter, they just put it out there, as we know that it's all controlled. So, I wouldn't be surprised at any of that. So,
yeah.
All right. So now one more quick thing I want to show you guys before we go is this is a really great passage that I wanted you guys to see from Habakkuk chapter 2. This is the promise of God's word that this will happen one day. And clearly this has not happened yet, but it will. It says, soon their captives will taunt them. Now, we are the captives of the New World Order. We're the ones who've been led around by the nose and have been having to do whatever they have said. It says, they, that's talking about us, we will mock them. saying, "What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Now you will get what you deserve. You've become rich by extortion, but how much longer can this go on? Suddenly, your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless." This is going to happen as sure as the world. This is no, there's no doubt this is going to happen. You know, whether it happens in November or whether it happens January 31st or whenever it happens, this is what's going to happen. They are going to lose everything.
So how will the survivors plunder the deep state? How do you see that happening?
Okay. Now, the one just above it, it talks about, you know, us being their captives and also being their debtors. They have put us in debt servitude because of the money manipulation. In my opinion, you know, we're going to have the money backed by gold, and all this debtor money, this money that has been under their debt system, they can take all this paper money. They can have it and all the debt that goes along with it. They'll be left holding all of that. And we will, in my opinion, you know, all this wealth that we have, that we've accumulated, that they've stolen from us, it'll all be come back to us because our assets will be backed by gold.
Right.
Our currency will be backed by gold. I think that's what it's talking about.
Maybe. We'll just have to see, yeah.
And that it will take all they have. We already know about, and I've shown this many times, the the OFAC, it's called treasury.gov/OFAC/downloads/SDNlist.com. I think I have it over on my Telegram. The link, it's at the top. It's pinned at the top if you want to go and see it. It's like 2,000 pages of assets that have been seized from this criminal network.
Yeah.
So there's that. You know, but our debt and the debt of every country that has been stolen from them will be wiped out. It'll be wiped out and they will be left holding all that. And that's what, you stand trembling and helpless. It is some of these criminals that we left like that. That's in Habakkuk chapter 2. And then look at Zephaniah. Now, this sounds a little bit scary until you realize that this is the pouring out of the judgment on the criminal cabal. This is in Zephaniah chapter 1. It'll be a day when the Lord's anger is poured out, a day of terrible distress and anguish, a day of ruin and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet calls. Like we're talking about this trumpet. We're in the Feast of Trumpets, really, is this whole festival that we're having right now. And battle cries. We're all charging into battle right now. Down go the walled cities and the strongest battlements. Again, They tried to scare us into thinking this was God's indiscriminate punishment on humanity. That's not it. It's against the demon worshipers, those who've sided with the demons. Because you've sinned against the Lord, I'll make you grope around like the blind. Your blood will be poured out into the dust. Your bodies lie rotting on the ground. Your gold and your silver will not save you on that day of the Lord's anger. Again, this has not yet happened, and this is what we are at the door of happening, fulfilling this. And again, how do I know that? Is because you see this sign of the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. And it's talked about 18 times in the Old Testament. The whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He will make a terrifying end of all the people, all the demon worshipers. Okay. Not all the earth, but all the demon worshipers on the earth. Then listen to this beautiful passage. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Zion is just the city of God, the city of peace, the people who love peace and justice and health and wealth for all the people. Shout aloud, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, for the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse this army of your enemies. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. How about that? The Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last, your troubles will be over. You will never again fear disaster. This is in Zephaniah chapter 3. At last, your troubles will be over. You will never again fear disaster. You'll never again have to fear the stock market collapse. You'll never have to fear a hurricane and a dam collapse. You'll never have to fear tornadoes. You'll never have to fear any of these disasters. Because we know these are all a project of the New World Order military industrial complex. on that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, and with his love, he will calm all your fears. He'll rejoice over you with joyful songs. How about that? Mm. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So just look forward to that day. Super quick, Ron Paul came on this morning. They're talking about how the DOD has given authority to the Army to use lethal force against U.S. citizens. So he was just talking about that. This just happened yesterday, that they posted this this directive by the Department of Defense. Now, I know that's potentially they would want to use that for evil, but I wonder if, I don't know what how this is all going to play out. I just know it's going to, however they try to use this, it'll end up boomeranging on them.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's really Americans, and it could be the deep state.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. We'll have to watch and see. The white hats will have the authority that they need to stop the criminals, all of them. It's going to be a. Talk about a deluge. This is going to be the true deluge. And the last one, okay, that one was that. Okay, I think that was it. Okay, so if you want to find out more about like Zephaniah and Habakkuk, check out this one right here. This is called End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. It's all that has opened up to me before. I just thought it was ancient history, but they were telling us about what's happening now. It's really exciting. And then next Friday, we're going to be starting our study guide so that if you really want to understand what the truth is about end times, then come and join with me on my channel, on my Rumble channel. Go to freedomforce.live. You can find my Rumble channel if you're not familiar. And we're going to be doing this study guide. And so you'll have a week to do the first chapter and write all your answers. And then I'll be on there live with you so that you can hopefully learn everything that, and have your questions answered. It might take a minute because if you're new to that. But it's the bottom line is it's very good news for us. It's bad news for the cabal.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. It's been an absolute honor to have you. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
That was great. I'm so glad we had a chance to chat and hash that out. And bottom line, neither of us know. We're just going to trust the plan. We're going to stay in here fighting no matter how long. Let's pray. Can we?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Thank you so much, Lord, for your promises that are coming true before our very eyes. Thank you for everyone on this channel. I just pray for them, each one of them, that you would bless them, that you would just give them joy in the battle and give them complete confidence that you are in complete control and that you will guide us all through and protect us and that we will see these beautiful days of health and wealth and peace for all the world. We thank you ask that all that our President Trump is doing, that you will bless that and bless this election. No matter what happens, we completely trust your plan and that all those who've done evil, we just trust that you will destroy their entire system and so that we can enter into these beautiful days of peace on earth. We praise you and thank you for this amazing plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Melissa, and we'll speak again very soon. You take care and God bless.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.